All right, let's dive in. Today, we're looking at Chandler Bolt's Published.
Ah, this one's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just about, the writing part. It's almost like he uses writing a book as a way to springboard into achieving your dreams.
That's kind of like a tool, more than just an end in itself.
Totally, like a vehicle.
Interesting.
We've got Bolt's personal story here, how he did it, the strategies, kind of a peek behind the curtain of what it takes emotionally even to become an author.
Sounds like a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
Bolt's journey is pretty interesting, though, like going from college dropout to, seven-figure entrepreneur.
Right. And he really attributes a lot of that success to actually self-publishing his book launch.
Right.
And one thing that really stood out to me is, he doesn't think a book is just about the words. It's about having this powerful why that's kind of driving you.
Okay, so not just writing for the sake of writing. Like, there's got to be a purpose behind it.
Yeah, totally. He lists like five core purposes.
Five.
Yeah. I know one that really caught my eye though was building authority.
Oh, yeah.
Like
Becoming the expert, right?
think about it. If you have a book, you're instantly positioned as someone who knows what they're talking about.
Like, if you had a local business owner,
Right.
someone in Deer Park, Pasadena, they built up a successful business, but they want to, expand, get more
Yeah,
clients.
totally.
A book could be like that thing that makes them the expert for, like,
Totally.
people come to them for their knowledge and their insight.
Yeah, it's about building that credibility, like you instantly have more trust, and it doesn't just have to be local. You can build authority beyond your immediate area too.
That's a good point, yeah. And Bolt, he's a big advocate for self-publishing. He actually says traditional publishing has some pretty serious downsides.
He does. He even shares a story. I think her name was Joelle,
Yeah.
who found so much more success going the self-publishing route.
Interesting. So what are these downsides he's talking about?
I mean, he doesn't hold back. Long wait times, low royalty rates, giving up creative control.
Oh, wow.
Like, he really believes that self-publishing puts the power back in the author's hands. You control the timeline, the content, how you market it. You own your work, you own your success.
It makes sense, especially if you have a vision for your book and what you want it to achieve.
Definitely.
He also talks about this mindset shift, right? Like
Yes.
the mindset of a published author. And this is kind of funny. He admits he was a C student in writing back in
I
college.
love that. Like, you don't have to be this literary genius to write a book.
No.
He really emphasizes that everyone has valuable insights and experiences to share,
Right.
and that it's okay to be imperfect. He even talks about this concept of student painters.
Student painters.
Yeah, and
Wow.
how he applied backward design principles to reach his $1 million sales goal.
Okay, I gotta be honest, that student painters analogy, I'm not quite following.
Yeah.
Could you break that down a little for me and maybe for our listeners too?
Sure. Imagine, like, student painters, they might focus on getting each brush stroke perfect right from the start.
Okay.
But experienced artists, they know that the magic really happens in the layers, the revisions, the refinement.
Oh, got it.
So Bolt, he applied this to his business goal. He started with the end in mind, that $1 million mark, and then worked backward, breaking it down into these smaller, doable steps. He basically reverse engineered his success, right? Figuring out what needed to happen at each point to reach that ultimate goal.
Okay, I'm starting to see the connection. It's about having the big vision, but understanding the steps to get there.
Yes.
Right.
And he applies that same principle to writing. Don't get stuck trying to make that first draft perfect. Get the ideas out, then you can go back and refine.
So have a plan, but don't let perfectionism paralyze you,
Exacting.
which leads us to his thing about mind mapping and outlining.
Right. He's big on that.
Yeah. Getting those ideas out of your head and like putting them into a structured format.
It's like creating a roadmap for your writing.
Oh.
Think about planning a road trip. You wouldn't just get in the car and start driving aimlessly, right?
No.
You'd map out your route, figure out where you're stopping, anticipate any detours.
Right.
That's what mind mapping and outlining are for your book.
Oh, that's a great analogy. It makes it seem less intimidating. You're not staring at a blank page, you're following a plan.
Exactly. And he says that not only makes the writing more efficient, but it helps with writer's block too.
Oh, that makes sense.
When you have that structure, it's easier to just focus on the content, the flow of each
So
section.
it's kind of like those steps in the student painter's analogy, right? You start
Yes.
with the big picture, then zoom in on the details step by step.
Exactly. And once you have that outline, he kind of throws down this challenge, the 30-day writing challenge.
He does, okay.
It sounds intense.
It does sound intense. 30 days. Like a whole draft in 30 days.
Yep. But there's a method to the madness.
Does he say anything about the length? Like, does it have to be a certain page count?
He's pretty flexible on that, actually. He gives examples like 20,000 words for shorter books, 40,000, even up to 60,000 for longer ones.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The goal is finishing the draft, not hitting a specific word count.
Right.
It's all about momentum, keeping things moving.
He kind of sounds like a tough coach, but maybe that's what some people need to, like, get over that hump of procrastination.
Maybe so.
I know he even has these, like, two non-negotiable rules.
Yeah.
No editing while writing and focus on one book at a time.
Laser focus. It's so easy to get bogged down trying to perfect each sentence or get distracted by new ideas. Bolt's approach is all about channeling that energy into the core message first. Then you refine later.
Makes you wonder if you ever had that, like, feeling of being overwhelmed, that crisis of meaning he talks about.
You know, he actually does talk about that, especially when it comes to revisions. He says it's normal for authors to hit this point of, like, doubt, even despair, when they start looking at their work critically.
So he acknowledges, like, the emotional roller coaster that comes with writing.
Oh, absolutely. It's not just about churning out words. It's about navigating those internal challenges, too.
Right. And he encourages authors to push through that crisis of meaning, right? Like, reminding them that revisions are a crucial part of the process.
Yes. It's about refining, clarifying those ideas, taking the work to its full potential.
He even suggests a specific self-editing technique, the verbal read-through.
Oh, yeah. It sounds simple, but there's something about hearing your own words out loud.
Yeah, it's different, right?
He thinks it helps you catch those clunky sentences or awkward phrases you might miss just reading silently.
Makes sense.
And then, of course, he stresses getting professional feedback from an editor.
Right, like an outside perspective.
Yeah. He even mentions sites like Upwork and Guru for finding editors.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of those.
But he also warns against getting feedback from too many people. He calls that too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah. I can see that.
It can lead to conflicting opinions and just endless revisions. He suggests sticking to a few trusted sources, people who get your vision and your audience.
Okay, so be selective about who you listen to.
Definitely. It's about balancing that openness to feedback with staying true to your own voice and message.
So we've got our first draft done, survived the crisis of meaning, got feedback from our trusted editors. Now what? What about titles, covers, that kind of stuff?
Bolt has a whole lot to say about that, too.
Oh, he does.
He emphasizes that a title isn't just a label, it's a marketing tool.
Okay, so there's some strategy involved.
Big time. He says it needs to grab attention, clearly communicate the benefits of the book, and address the reader's pain points. He even uses his own book title, Book Launch, as an example.
Oh, okay.
It's specific, action-oriented, speaks directly to the reader's desire for, you know, a successful book launch.
I see. So it's not just about being clever or catchy. It's about conveying value.
Exactly.
What about the cover? Is it all about looks?
Well, he definitely stresses the importance of professional design and making it, you know, marketable.
Right.
He even recommends, like, shrinking potential covers down to thumbnail size to see if they stand out. But it's not just about aesthetics. It's about representing the book's message and attracting the right readers.
So kind of like the visual equivalent of the title, right? It needs to grab you and tell you what the book is about.
Yeah, exactly.
Does he have suggestions for finding designers?
He mentions sites like Fiverr and 99 Designs.
Oh, okay.
And he really emphasizes having a clear design brief outlining the feel, style, and message you want to convey.
All right, so we've got our title, our cover. The manuscript is polished and ready. Time to talk marketing.
You got it.
Okay.
And Bolt has a very specific philosophy when it comes to marketing a book.
I'm all ears.
He calls it the rifle approach.
Rifle approach.
As opposed to the shotgun approach.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
All right. Imagine you're a hunter aiming for a target. Shotgun approach is like firing a blast of pellets, hoping a few hit. It's scattered, not very efficient, and kind of wasteful.
So you're trying to reach everyone and end up connecting with no one.
Exactly. Now, the rifle approach is about precision, focus, carefully aiming at your ideal target, understanding their needs, and delivering a message that really hits the mark.
So quality over quantity, right?
Right. Reaching the right people, not just the most people.
How does this apply to book marketing?
Bolt argues that this targeted approach is way more effective. It's about really understanding your ideal reader, their problems, and how your book provides a solution.
So instead of shouting your message to everyone, you're having conversation with those who will actually benefit from it.
Exactly. And he brings in another concept that goes hand in hand with this. Gary Vaynerchuk's jab, 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 right hook.
Ooh, boxing analogies, right?
Okay, I'm listening. So think of it like this. The jabs are about providing value up front. It's offering helpful content, engaging with your audience, building those relationships. The right hook is the ask the invitation to buy your book.
Gotcha. So you build trust before you go for the sale.
Exactly. It's not about bombarding people with buy my book messages.
I hate that.
And Bolt says, weave this approach into your whole book marketing journey.
So from the beginning, you're thinking about providing value, building those relationships.
Yes.
It's a long game.
It is. And he cautions against using what he calls bait and switch tactics, like giving a snippet of info in the book and then saying, go to my website for the rest.
Right. That doesn't feel very genuine.
No, it's about providing real value, not tricking people.
Makes sense.
And he really emphasizes this when it comes to building an email list.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. Why is an email list so important for authors?
Well, it gives you a direct line of communication with your readers. You can build those relationships, share updates, promote your book in a much more personal way.
So you're creating a community around your work.
Exactly. And Bolt says the best way to grow that list is to offer a genuine incentive, something valuable that complements your book.
Like a bonus chapter or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh.
And he says to offer it early in the book.
Early? Why is that?
Because, let's face it, not everyone finishes every book they start.
True.
By offering it early, you increase the chances that people will see it and sign up.
Smart. Okay, so we've talked about the jab, 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 right hook, building an email list.
Yeah.
What about those four launch strategies he mentions?
Right. He's got one for every type of author and goal.
Cool. Let's hear it.
The first one is the free launch.
Free launch. What's that?
This is where you use Amazon's platform, KDP, to offer your book for free for a limited time.
So you're giving it away.
Yeah, to generate buzz, attract a wider audience.
Interesting. What are the benefits of that?
Well, first off, it can really help you climb the charts on Amazon, get more visibility.
Right, because it's free.
Yeah, and the more downloads you get, the more Amazon promotes your book. He calls it Amazon juice.
Amazon juice. I like that.
And second, it's a great way to build your email list.
People will give their email for a free book.
Exactly.
Makes sense. So who is this free launch good for?
Well, Bolt says it's especially effective for authors starting out, entering a new niche, or those with a limited budget.
It's a low-cost way to get things rolling.
Totally. Are there any downsides, though?
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Like, what are the downsides of giving your book away for free?
Well, Bold acknowledges a few. For one, free readers might not be as engaged as paying customers. They might not leave reviews, and offering the book for free could potentially hurt your sales later on.
So it's a trade-off.
It is. He says you have to weigh the pros and cons, but usually the increased visibility and downloads outweigh the downsides, especially for authors focused on building their audience.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. So what's the next launch strategy?
The 99 launch.
Oh, nine. So it's still pretty cheap.
Yeah. The idea here is to offer the book at a super low price to attract a wider audience and climb the paid charts.
So you're still trying to get those downloads, but this time people are paying something.
Exactly. And Bolt points out that while you might make less money per book, the volume of sales can actually lead to greater overall profit.
Okay, because you're reaching more people.
Right. But he emphasizes that just like the free launch, the 99.9 launch requires a well-coordinated marketing effort.
So you're still drumming up that pre-launch buzz, getting your team involved.
Absolutely. You need to create that sense of urgency, like this low price is for a limited time.
Got it. And what about the traditional launch?
Ah, that one's a bit different. It's all about pre-orders, getting your book in bookstores, and doing media outreach.
Oh.
Bolt says it's more resource-intensive, often requires a publisher's help.
Makes sense.
It's more suitable for authors who already have a platform, those looking to make a big splash in the traditional publishing world.
So it's a different strategy, but still valuable depending on your goals.
Exactly.
Okay, what about the last one? What's the final launch strategy?
The free plus shipping launch.
Free plus shipping. I've never heard of that one.
Bolt actually says this one's best for like advanced marketers or business owners.
Oh.
It's about using a free book offer to attract leads.
Leads?
Yeah, like potential customers. And then you upsell them to higher priced products or services.
So the book is kind of like a gateway to your other offerings.
Exactly. Think of it like this. Let's say you're an entrepreneur. You offer your book for free, cover the printing and shipping costs, and then use the book to introduce people to your online courses, coaching programs, or whatever you offer.
Now that's smart.
It's a way to build your customer base and generate income beyond book sales.
Right.
But Bolt does say that this strategy is more complex, requires a deeper understanding of marketing.
So maybe not for everyone.
Right. He emphasizes that it really hinges on targeted advertising, a compelling offer, and making the customer experience smooth and easy.
So attracting the right people and guiding them towards your other products or services.
Yeah, it's a whole system. Now, after you've successfully launched your book, Bolt emphasizes one more crucial step, getting reviews.
Oh yeah, reviews are huge these days.
They are.
But like social proof, right?
Exactly. They validate your work and encourage others to buy your book.
So how do you get more reviews?
Bolt outlines a three-step approach: personalized requests, clear instructions on how to leave a review, and leveraging your launch team to get those initial positive reviews rolling in.
Makes sense. Make it easy for people to leave reviews and show them that you appreciate their feedback.
Exactly. He even suggests using automated emails to remind people to leave reviews and thank them for their time.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We talked about the why behind writing a book, the different launch strategies, the importance of marketing and reviews. But now I'm really interested to hear about that personal story that Bolt shares, the one that he says had a profound impact on his whole outlook on life.
Yeah, this is where things get really personal. He opens up about a tragic event that shaped his perspective and his mission.
It involves the loss of a friend, right?
It does. He tells the story of his friend Kendall, who passed away unexpectedly during a celebratory cruise with a group of entrepreneurs. He describes the shock, the grief, and the feeling of helplessness that followed.
Oh, wow. That's incredibly sad. How did this tragedy affect Bolt?
He says it was a wake-up call, a moment that forced him to reevaluate his priorities and what he wanted to accomplish with his life. He started asking himself those big questions. Does what I'm doing really matter? Am I making a difference? Am I leaving the world a better place?
Those are some heavy questions.
They are. And for Bolt, it was a turning point. He shares a conversation he had with Kendall's father, who, even in his grief, said that the only positive outcome from his son's passing would be if others could learn from it and benefit from it.
Wow. That's incredibly powerful.
It is. And those words really resonated with Bolt. It gave him a new sense of purpose, a desire to honor Kendall's memory by helping others achieve their potential.
So he found meaning in the midst of tragedy.
Exactly. It's about transforming that pain into purpose and using it to fuel positive change in the world.
That's an inspiring perspective.
It really is. He even draws a parallel to a story about John D. Rockefeller.
Rockefeller?
Yeah, you know, the oil tycoon.
Okay.
Rockefeller missed a train that later derailed and killed everyone on board. He believed his survival was divine intervention, a sign he was meant for something greater.
Wow.
Bolt sees Kendall's passing as his own Rockefeller moment, a catalyst to align his work with making a positive impact on the world.
It's like finding purpose in the midst of chaos and loss.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that experience had a huge impact on his approach to business and life.
Absolutely. It's woven into the fabric of his work. He even wears a bracelet inscribed with "Make Him Proud" as a constant reminder.
That's a beautiful gesture.
Oh.
So how does this personal story tie into the broader message of the book?
Well, for Bolt, it's all connected. Writing a book isn't just about achieving personal success. It's about sharing your knowledge, inspiring others, and making a positive difference in the world. He sees it as a way to create a legacy that goes beyond yourself.
That's a powerful message. It's about finding your why and using your voice to make a real impact.
Exactly. And I think that resonates deeply with what we're trying to do here at Think and Act Locally.
Definitely. It's all about empowering individuals to create positive change in their communities.
Right. And Bolt's story shows that a book can be an incredible tool for achieving that. And Bolt's dedication to honoring his friend's memory doesn't stop there. He and his peers actually made sure that Kendall's own book, Mastering a Career Fair, got published.
Oh, wow. So his friend's voice and insights could still be shared.
Exactly. It's a real testament to collaboration and the importance of legacy.
It's pretty amazing what a book can do, even after someone's gone.
Bolt also talks about his work at self-publishing school as part of honoring Kendall's legacy.
Okay.
He sees it as this platform to empower authors, help them share their stories, make a difference, create that ripple effect of positive change.
So it's not just about the individual author's success, it's about the impact they can have on others.
Right. It brings us back to that idea of storytelling as a force for good. Bolt really believes books can be more than just entertainment or information. They can inspire, connect people, and drive real change.
Imagine if everyone in our community, like in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, shared their stories and experiences.
Right.
What a tapestry of voices that would be.
Absolutely. And to wrap things up, Bolt has this powerful call to action. He urges readers to take that first step, believe in themselves, and commit to writing their book.
So he's really encouraging people to take action, not just dream about it.
Exactly. Remember, he started as a self-proclaimed C student who hated writing, but he found his voice, his purpose, and built this whole business around helping others do the same.
It's so inspiring, right? You don't have to be perfect to share your story. That's about taking that leap of faith and embracing the journey.
Exactly. And he leaves us with this beautiful sentiment, this call to make him proud. It's a tribute to Kendall, but also a reminder to live a life of purpose and make a real impact.
That's powerful. It goes beyond writing and publishing. It's a call to action for all of us to live intentionally and make a difference.
Absolutely. Bolt even wears a bracelet with "Make Him Proud" engraved on it.
Oh, wow. So it's like a constant reminder.
A physical reminder to stay true to his mission.
It's a beautiful way to honor his friend's memory and inspire others at the same time.
Yeah, it's really touching. And as we wrap up our deep dive into published, I'm left with this feeling of possibility. Like, Bolt's story shows us that writing can be transformative, that pursuing our passions matters, and that sharing our stories can create a ripple effect we might not even imagine.
It reminds us that we all have a unique voice, a perspective worth sharing.
Exactly. Maybe through writing and publishing, we can discover our own why, that driving force that helps us leave a legacy.
So as we finish up, think about your own why. What story are you meant to tell? What impact do you hope to make?
Maybe, like Chandler Bolt, your journey begins with a single step, a commitment to write, and the belief that your voice deserves to be heard.
And who knows? Maybe your book will spark a movement, ignite a passion, change someone's life. As Bolt says, the possibilities are limitless.
It really is. And it goes beyond just Bolt's personal story. Mm-hmm. He weaves this idea of purpose and legacy throughout the whole book. It's not just about, you know, writing a book to make money or become famous.
Wait, it's about something bigger.
Exactly. And I think that really ties into what Think and Act Locally is all about, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Empowering people to make a difference in their communities.
And Bolt's story shows how a book can be like that tool, that platform.
Totally. Like, imagine someone in Deer Park or LaPorte.
Yeah.
Maybe they have this passion for local history, or they've built a successful business, or they have a unique perspective on community issues.
Right.
A book could be their way to amplify their voice, share what they know, inspire others to get involved.
It's about taking action, not just talking about it.
Exactly. And the cool thing is, Bolt doesn't just talk about the why. He gives you a roadmap for the how. Like, he breaks down the process of writing, publishing, marketing in a way that makes it seem doable, even for someone who's never thought of themselves as a writer.
That's what I like about him. He makes it feel accessible to everyone. He's not saying you have to be a literary genius or have perfect grammar.
Right. He even says he was a C student in writing.
I know. It's kind of funny.
And that he hated writing. But he found his voice, his purpose, and now he's built this whole successful business around helping others do the same.
So inspiring. It shows you don't have to be perfect to start.
Nope. And he really stresses that taking action part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop putting it off. Stop with the excuses. Just start writing.
Even if it's just a little bit each day.
Yeah. The key is to build that momentum. Keep moving forward.
That's so true. And that really aligns with the whole Think and Act Locally idea, too.
Totally. It's not enough to just think about making a difference. You got to take those steps, even the small ones, to actually create change.
Exactly.
And Bolt's book gives you the tools to do that.
Yeah. He breaks the whole process down into these bite-sized pieces, gives practical advice for every step of the way.
He gets it. He knows what aspiring authors struggle with, and he's built this system to help them overcome those hurdles.
And he doesn't just drop you off at the finish line either. He offers all these extra resources like free videos, online courses, even his self-publishing school, which is like a whole program with a supportive community.
He's really invested in helping people succeed.
It's more than just selling a book. It's like he's building a movement.
Yeah, it's inspiring. And I think that's what makes Publish such a great read. It's not just a how-to guide. It's like this call to action.
To embrace your potential.
Yeah, and to use your voice to make a difference. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I encourage you to think about your own why.
Yes. What's your story? What impact do you want to have?
Think about your community, your family, the world. What legacy do you want to leave behind?
And if you're feeling inspired, remember, you don't have to do it alone. There are resources out there, like the ones Bolt offers, and there are communities, like Think and Act Locally, ready to support you.
So take that first step. Dive in. Let your voice be heard. You never know what amazing things you might accomplish.
That's a great note to end on. Thanks for joining me for another deep dive.
It was my pleasure.